This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Crews on the scene of a house fire in southeast Colorado Springs. It started around lunchtime yesterday in the 1200 block of Sorrento Drive. The scene is near East Fountain Boulevard and Shelton Road. Heavy fire and smoke has been reported. So far, there's no word of any injuries or how that fire started. Colorado Springs PD is announcing the name of a woman who was killed in a single car wreck earlier this month. Authorities say 81-year-old Carol failed to negotiate a right turn and hit a tree. The accident happened on March 9th near East Cheyenne Road and South Hancock Avenue. It was just west of I-25. She died at the hospital. There's no word of any other injuries. Board members from the Cherokee Metro Water District have been singled out for a recall vote. Three other members of the board claim those two have done nothing to improve water quality in the district. The man suspected of hitting and killing a Colorado Springs police officer is pleading not guilty in the case. 42-year-old Justin Kula was arraigned yesterday in El Paso County Court. He's accused of running over parole officer Christine Sandoval last September. The judge in the case set a trial date for October 28th. It's expected to last 2 weeks. Colorado Springs Chef Housing and Community Vitality Officer is calling it quits. Steve Posey announced his resignation earlier this month, effective immediately. In a letter to the mayor, he mentioned taking a different career path. City officials said his resignation was unexpected and is not due to conflict with city leaders. Thousands of dollars after paying for new garage door openers and never receiving them. Now the homeowners have learned that the company filed for bankruptcy in September, meaning they likely won't get much of their money back. A man wanted for felony escape is under arrest in Colorado Springs after authorities found him in the ceiling of a hotel room. Christopher Dieter had a warrant for escape from the Colorado Department of Corrections. He was found hiding in a hotel room near I-25 and South Academy Boulevard on Thursday and was arrested. U.S. Marshals, the Colorado Bureau of Investigation, and Fountain PD responded to the scene. A Pueblo man who pleaded guilty earlier this year to hitting and killing a pedestrian was sentenced to more than 9 years in prison. Last June, Danny Espinoza Jr. was arrested for hitting 55-year-old Jonathan on Broadway Avenue in Pueblo. A House bill on a congressional bill to ban the sale of assault weapons has been put on hold at the state capitol. The bill defines an assault weapon as any rifle with a detachable magazine, including the popular AR and AK-style rifles.
Storm Tracker 13's Julia Donovan giving you a quick check on your weather this Saturday morning. We start mild in the 30s and 40s and warm up to the 60s and 70s in Colorado Springs, Pueblo, and across the plains this afternoon. You can expect mountain snow showers to start late this afternoon, but we stay dry today in our lower-lying areas with winds ramping up, causing high fire danger along the southern I-25 corridor and across the southeastern plains. I'm Julia Donovan. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.